Friends at Smile, this is Most Clicked, a podcast about digital marketing in the higher education sector. I'm your host, Nathan Monk from Smile, and as always, I'm joined by my friends, Matt Lees, also from Smile, and Kyle, who isn't from Smile, he is from Education Marketer. Now, this week, we've just been talking about this, and you know what? I've totally forgotten what this is. What are we talking about again, Kyle?
The slow demise of the social media news feed.
Oh, there you go. So it's the social media apps have rotted my brain to the point where I can't retain information past 6 seconds, clearly. This is quite an interesting one then, Kyle. So what the death of social media feeds, what do you mean by that?
So it's an observation, but I think in the social media space and the digital content space, we've been speaking about this pivot to discovery for a while. And that is we're kind of been brought on by TikTok's algorithm and its popularity and its incredible success. So as we know, TikTok serves us content not based on who we follow, but based on what we like and interact with. And there's loads of different signals that the app gains from your activity to serve you that like really hyper-relevant content. But what we're seeing now is, I think pretty much every OG social media app replicate this to some extent. And I saw a story, I think it's about a month back now, where Facebook is updating its experience to remove its newsfeed, almost relegate it to a secondary tab, and in its place, create a TikTok-like experience. So this is Facebook. This is the app that's become known for a place where you hear from your families and your friends in this local area and stuff like that. And it's just gone, no, we're not that anymore. We're just going to be a TikTok clone and serve people content based on what they like from strangers who are entertainers and creators rather than their friends and family. There's no problem with that. It's just a very radical shift to what social media was before. And, you know, I'm sure we'll get into this. I think it just requires a very different mindset in how you create content personally, but also as a creator and as a brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I definitely fall into that category. I'm not sure what it says about me, but I don't use too many social networks, but TikTok is the one that has stuck with me, and I use that quite a lot. But it's interesting that you say it's around entertainment, because that's what I use it for. I use it 100%. For kind of comical, you know, humorous videos. And before we came on here, we were talking about the two different views that you've got, the For You page and the following thing. And I didn't even realize until recently, when I did it by accident, you could switch to the following thing. It was just always a feed of people that I didn't really know.
Yeah. You don't need to though, right? This is the discoverability thing, I guess. I mean, it's interesting Instagram copy it, but it also comes from Meta or Facebook, who, not, you know, they're notorious for ripping other people off. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that they were stealing all of Snapchat's features, to be honest. And I noted something interesting with this one, though, is that it didn't seem to go down that well, the immersive feed switch or whatever. I know that they had to have the CEO of Instagram maybe doing a TikTok, hilariously, about, oh, this is why we're making the changes, and actually, you know, it's going to be awesome. And then later on, kind of another one saying, oh, we're going to backtrack some of those decisions, I think. So it feels that the community had their voice heard more this time, I feel, than previous instances. But I'm with you, Matt. Like, I don't ever really use the following feed on it.
No, and you know, you don't even realize, you know, you've been using these apps for how long has TikTok been around now, like in a dominant force for well over a year. And you know, I think when you're thinking about content creation in the past, you know, a lot of universities have relied on the wrong word, but they've built up these massive legacy followings over time, like hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of followers, which has given them this incredible reach. But now we're moving to a time where, you know, the followers don't really matter anymore. In fact, they don't actually weight that heavy on the algorithm. You know, you can see this sort of leveling the playing field in content creation. But what it does, it kind of puts these established brands, these huge followings, on the same hamster wheel as everyone else. So the apps demand this higher quality level of content that you consistently have to produce, and you're only as good as the last piece of content you put out. And obviously there's an element of brand in there and audience building and loyalty, but ultimately you know, you're not getting the benefit you once did from a time when people got content from the things that they opted in to see. It's all based now on discovery and people you're not necessarily connected with. So it's a very different mindset for a lot of social media managers and content creators, and it almost points to the direction of, you know, Nate, we were speaking about this recently, like universities thinking more like publishers or audience builders, entertainers.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
But the problem I have with that is the rise in popularity of things like Be Real.
Yeah.
Like that's the return of the social feed, if anything. You know, it's all about you, your friends, authentic communication, all this sort of stuff. Mm. And I kind of see brands talking about how they're going to leverage Be Real and stuff. And I'm like, God damn, like, can we not just have a safe space for people, like, where we don't get advertised to all the time? And I think, I joke about it, but I feel like this is the problem with social media, is it always wants to engulf every last breath. Mm. You know, it needs to be all things to all people all the time, because all of their investors are just like, well, how many watch minutes have we got? How can we get them in there for longer? When, you know, nothing else in the world looks like that. It can be like, okay, you can live over here for a little bit, and then you can live over here for a little bit and have this experience. The problem is that Meta doesn't want you to ever leave their walled garden.
No.
I'm not just Meta, but you know what I mean? Like, let's just have a safe space, shall we?
I think Bereal is a brilliant app. And I think the concept is very strong. I think the challenge that they now have is, you know, rather than relying on VC funding, how they continue, because they do need to monetize, and they can do that through subscriptions, obviously. But my sort of contention here, not contention, like challenge, I guess, is how do they create a subscription experience based on an app you use once a day in a very specific manner? What additional value would a subscription add? So then I see something like TikTok now just copying the feature and integrating it like for like with its, you know, it's already monetized platform. So yeah, I think we do need safe spaces. But the challenge is it going to be sticking around long enough? And you're right, it doesn't need a brand sort of element, but I feel like TikTok, with its already monetized platform, is going to probably kill it in the next 6 months. Kind of like how Clubhouse went down, really, with Twitter Spaces.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, what's the takeaway then here, Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, for me, this social media is pivoting in two directions. You've got the kind of, you know, authenticity, private sort of messaging things like Bereal, and you've got the more discovery based entertainment networks like TikTok, Instagram Reels, etc. And I think the approach here is, you know, we can't rely on that reach we've had over time from legacy followers, and I think the key really is thinking more like producers, entertainers, and, you know, not kind of jumping on that hamster wheel necessarily, but just be conscious that, you know, if you can make a presence in these platforms, but it can be taken away from you just as equally and as easily. So you kind of need to be building those own platforms, communities that you have ownership over, as well as those sort of rented spaces on like TikTok. Enjoy the reach, but don't expect it to be there within the next year. they can change the rules in the game, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, long live funny cat videos online is all I have to say. Kyle, Matt, thanks as always. And a huge thank you to all of our subscribers. If you want more content like this, then you should follow us on all of our social networks. If you have liked today's content, drop us a like wherever you're viewing it, and until next time, see you soon.